The game is pickleball. Here at the Quashnet Elementary School Gymnasium in Mashpee, about 20 men and women, mostly seniors, some coming off surgeries, lunge, and sweat, playing what has been called the fastest growing racket sport in the country. For Joel Lubin of Falmouth, 69-year-old lifelong athlete, it seems like a lifesaver. After a hip replacement in 2001, his doctor said no more basketball, no more softball, although he could try tennis.
So I went on the tennis court, and somebody hit a ball at me, and it felt like somebody snuck on the court and nailed my feet to the ground. I had no lateral mobility whatsoever. It was very depressing.
Lubin gave up tennis. Then in 2013, his other hip went, and he had surgery on his knee. He went through a more rigorous rehab. Soon after, he moved to the Cape and discovered pickleball, a game he could compete in to help him stay active and have fun.
To not play anything for, 14, 15 years, I really missed it.
Lubin gets on the pickleball court 3 to 5 times a week now and even competes in tournaments. He's part of a growing trend. Advances in medicine and rehabilitation have allowed seniors to stay active after surgery, which means staying healthier. A recent study from Cape Cod Healthcare reports that one of the greatest health risks for seniors is injury, which can lead to isolation and depression and a downward spiral.
As technology and surgical procedures have evolved, it's allowed us to do more things to help keep people active.
That's Dr. Joseph Chase. He's in his scrubs at Falmouth Hospital, fresh out of the operating room. The orthopedic surgeon says improvements in knee surgeries allow patients to get back on the court within a month, even weeks. And it's only getting better.
Every year we go to these conferences, newer designs have been invented. They're lasting longer. They're designed to keep people more active. Just from now to 10 years ago, there's been incredible improvements.
Cape Cod has twice the national average of people 65 and older, which means more surgeries and more surgeons practicing here.
I used to practice in Boston, and everyone thinks, oh, you got to go to Boston. But what Cape Cod Healthcare has done, and it's been very successful, is they've been attracting doctors from Boston to come down here and practice on the Cape so that people don't have to go up to Boston to get their care.
Orthopedic surgeons are not the only ones to see an increase in demand. Spalding Rehabilitation Center of Cape Cod provides services to people coming out of injury, illness, or surgery. In 2015, the center added over 6,000 square feet of space. Instead of replacing and fixing old joints, Spalding aims to help seniors and other patients rebuild and stay fit.
If you don't use it, you lose it. And you get afraid, and fear kicks in, as well as just not using the muscles that you need to help you be able to balance.
Lurie Crocker is a physical therapy supervisor with Spalding.
As we get older and things slow down, we're not processing as quickly, and we're losing parts of the system, so it's more challenging for us to balance. You give someone 75 years old who has other issues and you tell them to close their eyes and they're falling backwards. They've lost where they are in space.
In the early 2000s, Spalding introduced an adaptive sports program. The program provides amputees, patients with MS, and seniors equipment to take up sports like golf or kayaking to stay active. Spalding has since introduced other programs like Tai Chi, mindfulness, bicycling, and even a boxing class. Rocksteady Boxing is a class for patients with Parkinson's disease. In a boxing gym in Hyannis, 10 or so patients, mostly seniors, hit bags, jump rope, and move while instructors shout and give pointers.
Well, I've been diagnosed for 2 years.
That's Lee Go from Falmouth. He's wearing sweatpants, his hands wrapped like a boxer.
And immediately after diagnosis, fell into a yoga therapy class. But I needed some big muscle stuff. Like the big, moving big time, explosive kind of stuff that you don't get in yoga.
Boxing promotes balance as well as coordination and what physical therapists call rhythmic movement.
My daughter is a physical therapist at Spalding, and she said, I signed you up for some boxing lessons. And so here I am, and it's been wonderful.
Healthcare is a critical component to the Barnstable County economy. It is the most common employment sector, providing roughly 16,000 jobs, or about 15% of the workforce. And that's not counting the $420,000 that Mashpee voters approved this fall for the construction of 8 new pickleball courts. For WCAI, I'm Sam Houghton.